final hour DDC here on this sunny, gorgeous Tuesday afternoon. Hope everybody's having a good day. Darren McFarland, Willie Donick, Derek Mason with you. Elijah Campbell, manning things at the Hillside Medical Game Studios. I want to bring up something that was brought up in our group text last night. And I want to get a gauge of, and I'm being serious with this, because I know it's a topic that we've talked about in this market for a while, but it's been a long time, and a lot's changed. And I am curious. I really don't know the answer to this. I suspect I know, but I don't really have the answer to it. So Memphis played last night, the Grizzlies, and of course, I don't know if you know, if you follow the NBA, if you care about the NBA, if you care about the Grizzlies, but Ja Morant's pretty darn good, right? He is a budding superstar in the league. I mean, superstar. He's fantastic to watch. The Grizzlies are fun to watch. They're 43-20 on the season. They're the third best team in the Western Conference. They're legit. I mean, they really are legit. I don't know if they're good enough to beat Phoenix or Golden State, or, you know, they're good enough to come out of the West. I don't know. But I know this. They've been good all year, and this Ja Morant kid is special. And, Willie, you were blown away by what he did. Was it last? It was last night, right?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So he had, what, 50,
last night,
50 plus?
Well, it's not just that he had 52 points, which is
– he had 46 two days ago, too.
He had 52 points last night, but it was the way he did it. He had two for sure. I think three, maybe arguably four, of the top 20-25 plays of the year so far. His dunk was incredible that he had. He also had a buzzer beater at the end of the first half. If you take a look, I'm just looking at it right now. Just on the SportsCenter, this is not the Memphis Grizzlies Twitter feed. This is the SportsCenter feed. 1.6 million views of the buzzer beater on that. The dunk, well, actually, you know, they actually put them all together. They put the four best plays on there at once. It's got 1.6 million views on SportsCenter. It's got another, when you separate them all out. So I would say it was the most viewed thing that happened in sports last night. It was the lead on SportsCenter last night. It's not just that the Grizzlies are good. It's not just that Ja Morant is good. But he is becoming must-watch TV. What he does every night is eye-popping. He makes plays that you're like, how did he do that? There's just no, like, even in the NBA where you see eye-popping plays nowadays, you know, guys shooting like Steph Curry from, you know, 35 feet out, and it's nothing to them. They make it. Or, you know, a powerful dunk that used to be, wow. Now it's like, well, another big dunk. But Morant does things that are just unique. So he is a sensation. And it's just my opinion that if you're not paying attention to this, like, you're missing out. It's just, I try as much as I can to keep an eye on what he's doing there. And all you got to do is look at your social media feed, and you'll just see a play that starts making the rounds, and you just watch it, and you go, good grief, I've never seen anything like that. And that's saying something. Do you agree with that, D-Mace? Like, he's going next level, too. They're winning more now. Now the next thing is winning in the playoffs.
Well, it's funny because the team that we, you know, that we talk about in college basketball from the OVC, Murray State, that's where he went. He was a phenom there, and he ended up being a number two pick in the NBA draft. But this kid has been doing this all season, and it's just unfortunate that the market that he's in is not a huge market. If he's in a bigger market, you know, say amen if you hadn't heard that before. If he's in a bigger market, and we've heard that with the Titans, if a guy's in a bigger market, then, you know, maybe you get a little bit more pub than what you're getting now.
I agree.
But because he's not in this huge market, they don't look at him. They don't see him on an every night basis, or he doesn't garner that that attention that he should. He gets attention, but not like he should. This kid has been doing it for the longest, and he's going to continue to do it. And if you're talking about MVP caliber players, well, he's right up there with Joel Embiid. LeBron's having a great season, so he's up there with LeBron. Kevin Durant, and Jokovic, guys that are playing at such a high level. Well, you can sit here and say he may be playing at a higher level than all of them at this point. And it's not because of just the flashy dunks. He's become a point scorer on that team. He knows how to distribute the ball. He sees the fit. He sees the court. He makes everyone else around him better, but he also gets up his shots. He's a unselfish Russell Westbrook. That's just what he is. He can score anytime he wants to. He's a human highlight reel, but he also gets everybody else in the game, and he makes everybody else around him better.
Well, that makes them quite different then.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they're quite different. But he has this team, the Memphis Grizzlies, because this is a young team with a young coach, with a young GM, and he has them right in the mix. I think they're, what, a 3-seed now in the West?
Seed.
Yeah. So he has them at a 3-seed right now. And it's getting better for this team. If they don't have any injuries, I wouldn't want to play them in the first or second round.
That's what's changing. Remember what we used to do, you know, when Derek was on his first go-round with us, we were in that era where it was Cavs versus Warriors every year. And you throw the Spurs in there. You knew who was going to be in the finals, and it got kind of stale. Now what's really interesting about the NBA is I think we're entering into, especially with the collapse of the Lakers, or, you know, they're on the verge of collapse. They're certainly
beatable.
Oh, they've
collapsed.
Yeah, but we, like, even if they make the playoffs, they're certainly not going to be favored to do anything. You just don't have at all that feeling of, well, this team is going to be in there. Like, the Warriors have to prove they're back. They're certainly getting it done, but you now have, with the Bucks winning last year, the Heat making it all the way to the finals the year before, the Suns making it to the finals last year, you've got these more small market teams now with hope that they could win a championship. Toronto won a championship. So now, if you're Memphis, there's this belief that, you know what? If we put the right team around a superstar like Ja Morant, we could win this thing. You know, it's not like it was a few years ago where you have these super teams all, you know, with the three great players or whatever, all banding together. It's not happening right now. There's this window. I think it's really exciting, especially if you're in this area and you follow the NBA. I think you can dream that you got a chance to win it. It's really exciting.
Here is the question. This is what I want to know. Because, like I said, we were batting this around in a group text last night. Grizzlies came off a nice win over the Spurs, even though the Spurs are not the Spurs anymore. John Morant went for 52. There have been a great story all year long. They're 43-20. They're legit contenders. But here's my legit question. How many of you out there in this market care? Because I really don't know the answer. And we're about, you know, talking about things you care about. Now, you don't always care about everything we do, and I get that. But we're a local show, and if it means talking things that are here locally, and even if you don't care, sorry, we're still going to do it. We're a local show. But they're not local. They're in our state, but they're not in our market. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how many people care. Like, I recognize that Ja Morant is special. I recognize the Grizzlies are having a big season. But if nobody cares out there, we're not going to waste time talking about it, because we're not in the business talking about things you don't care about if it's not locally. And so I really don't know the answer. Like I said, this has been, you know, this Memphis versus Nashville, you know, that. Look, Nashville's grown. Memphis has grown. A lot of things have changed over the years. Look, there's a lot of people that grew up in Memphis that live here now. So I know the influx of people from the west side of the state have moved here now. Heck, we got, you know, we have one, Sean, at our station. You know, he moved his family from here. He came from Memphis. I know others that have done the same thing. But the masses, I don't know. I don't know if you give a damn or not. I don't know if you care one way or the other. We can get on here and tell you how great John Moran is or how great the Grizzlies are, and if you have no interest whatsoever, I don't have any interest in talking about it.
Well, so
I want to know on our text line and our phone lines, really, if you care. If you care, if you watch, if you pay attention, what is the level of care in this market about the Memphis Grizzlies? Like I said, we've talked about this for years, but we haven't talked about it in a long, long time, and a lot has changed. So I really would like to revisit this and find out, what is the care factor? Does anyone give a damn? I don't know the answer.
I think because so many people are moving here, people care about basketball, but they care about their team, their basketball team, where
but
they
came
from.
But we don't have a basketball
exactly,
team.
Exactly, and that's what I'm saying. It's like they care. Now, it's one question is, do you care about the NBA? Then the other question should be, well, if you care about the NBA, do you care about Memphis, or do you have your own team that you watch because so many people are moving here?
So I'd love for you to weigh in, like I said, our text line or our phone line. And if you don't, that tells me everything I need to know. You don't care. But I'd love to get a reaction on the other side. 615-737-1025. That's our phone line and our text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. What is your care level of Ja Morant and the Memphis Grizzlies? Do you care about the NBA? Do you care about the team in this state that's pretty exciting to watch? They've got a superstar on their roster, but do you care? Do you pay attention? We'll do that on the other side here on Darren Donick and Chase, ESPN 102.5 The Game. Got an opportunity to participate in Preds Pick to Click because they play in Seattle tomorrow night. And that's brought to you by New Amsterdam Vodka, where you call in tomorrow morning at 8:45, and if you get picked, they're going to bring you on air and ask you who's going to score a goal tomorrow night. And if that player scores the one you picked, you can win a pair of tickets to a future home game. So keep that in mind tomorrow morning at 8:45. There is no wrong answer to this question. We're just simply asking, do you care about Ja Morant? Do you care about the Grizzlies? Willie's the one who brought it up last night in the group text, and he had 52 last night. He had 46 the game before that. The Grizzlies have been good all year. They're no fluke. And Willie was, you know, he had the highlight reel and everything. And so it blew up
social media last night. Yeah. I mean, there was no way around it. It was the number one thing, millions and millions of views. That dunk he had, I mean, here we are on radio. It's hard for me to describe it, but it was next level. For a guy that hits his size, dunking on the guys that he dunked on, and then he had one of the more unique buzzer beaters you'll see. I'm curious myself. Like, I know that it got everybody's attention last night. So there's different forms of interest. You
but
know,
that's ESPN.
Calling a sports talk show and saying, you know, I love following the team every night. But
yeah,
it's just amazing. This guy is right down the road from us. He's turning into a sensation. And I do wonder if people are noticing, people that maybe were either down on the NBA or, you know, just sort of wrote off the Grizzlies. Hey, they can't win it. You know, hey, they're a nice team. But in this climate, I am just curious. Are you noticing the greatness of this guy? This guy is a guy that comes along once in a generation. And he's playing in our state. I'm curious myself.
Yep.
You know,
let's
maybe
find out.
I can't tell you that I watch every Grizzlies game, but I can't help but notice on my Twitter feed or when I flip on a highlight show some of the stuff this guy's doing every night.
Let's start things off with Coach T on our phone line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Are you interested or not interested?
I'm very interested. Come on, guys. I'm a basketball junkie for one, and you got to look at it in a couple comparisons, right? Knoxville cares about UT. Nashville cares about Vandy. Memphis cares about Memphis on the college side of the house. But the Titans, everyone loves. Of course, we got our beloved Derrick Henry. We got to wrap his hands, you know, and make him that home team hero. Now you got Memphis in the NBA. While the NBA is kind of dipping, we got a kid like Ja Morant. LeBron's got to figure out a way, just like Jordan did and like Magic did, to pass that torch. And we got that kid right here in the state in Ja Morant, who's got a complete great story of himself of, you know, how Steve pulled him into Murray State and he went on to the Grizzlies. Gotta love him. Now me, of course, I'm a diehard Chicago Bulls till I die. So when you're looking at a kid like a Ja Morant and what he's doing with the NBA, and what he's doing for the logo and bringing the excitement back to the game. And we, like you said, we got him 3 hours down the street. Got to support that kid. Got to love him.
Okay. There is a resounding yes vote for sure. But Coach D said on the front end, he's also a diehard NBA fan. So I would think I would hope any diehard NBA fan is paying attention to the Grizzlies and Ja Morant, especially if you live in this market. All right, let's go. So that's a yes vote. Let's go to Donnie. Donnie, you're up next. What about you?
Yes, interest in the Grizzlies, primarily because my diehard team is the Dallas Mavericks. I lived in that area for a little while, and that's why I support the Mavericks. It gives me a chance to go see the Mavericks play in our state a couple times a year, and it's just down the road. And I will always root for the Dallas Mavericks. However, if Memphis is playing someone else, I truly root for them. It's kind of like baseball. I will always be a Cincinnati Reds fan, no matter what happens. If we had another team show up in Nashville, I would still be a Cincinnati Reds fan and would support the local Nashville team. Matter of fact, on the Titans and Bengals, I was so frustrated for years as a kid with the Bengals because the Brown family would not put any money into the team. They played here against the Titans in the same division for a while, so I had to make a pick. How I decided what team that was going to be was going to a live game, Titans versus Bengals. It was around Christmas time. It might have been a day or two before Christmas. Might have been Christmas Eve. And the Titans won on a last-second field goal by Al Del Greco, and I've been a Titans fan since.
Okay, but you are a yes.
I'm a yes to Memphis, but especially since I get to see my team, the Mavericks, play in-state a couple times a year.
See, I think that's where I wouldn't be surprised if more people lean that way. Like, yes, I love basketball or I like basketball, but because I moved here or because we, you know, for a long time they didn't have a team, my team is such and such. But I still root for the Grizzlies, and my team come and play the Grizzlies, I'm definitely watching or going to see it.
Okay. 615-737-1025. So far, two yeses. Let's go to Ryan. You're up next. Do you care?
You got to care. It's kind of like when the Titans are hot, the entire state cares about Titans. Same thing with the Preds in 2017. When they went to the Cup run, Memphis was all about the Preds. Knox, everyone was about the Preds. Same thing. It's, as they call it, Team Tennessee. You know, you got Memphis with their colors, but you still have that golden air, which represents Preds and Nashville. And it's like the last caller said, it's, I'm a Preds fan because I live down here, but you know I'm a Devils fan two games a year. So it's the same way. It's yes, but when your team comes around to see them, you're going to go see them.
Okay. Thank you for the call. That is three yes votes. Can it be four? Let's go to Scott. Up next on our phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com.
Yeah, I was going to try to give you an example through a young kid's mind. I got a 8-year-old son, and we love watching basketball. And there was a promo that was run through one of the sports books where if you placed enough bets on NBA that you could get a free jersey. So I was going to use it to get for him. This was back in December. And Steph Curry's always been his favorite player, and we see a lot more of him because he's on national TV. The Grizzlies aren't. And it's time to order the jersey now. And I asked him this week, you know, do you want that Curry jersey? And he said no, he wanted a Morant jersey. And that's just based off of what's been happening over the last couple of weeks. And I was like, you really want a Morant jersey over Curry? And he's like, yep, I want Morant. So just all the stuff he's been doing here lately with all the highlights, it definitely has an effect on the young kids' minds for sure. And so it matters to me because it matters to my kids. So it matters to me. So it's definitely a yes for me.
Thank you, Scott. That is another interesting angle, right? The kid factor.
And yeah.
If the kids are watching him, then the parents pay closer attention, right?
It's a great point, and I think I would go a step further. I watch how my son has watched games. You know, his favorite teams, you know, the Titans, the Predators, Vanderbilt, you know, runs in the family, right? He watches those games start to finish. But there's a lot of games. He's not going to sit there and watch a lot of games start to finish. But he will watch on his phone all kinds of highlights. Ja Morant is a human highlight. So there's a lot of kids that maybe not have watched a Grizzlies game start to finish or watch every Grizzlies game, but they are noticing just the way John Morant does it. He's so unique. He's not a big guy, but he has highlight reel plays, and he might have topped himself last night. The performance last night from a highlight perspective was incredible. Just listen to the calls from Pete Pranica and Brevin Knight. They watch the guy every night, and he still astounded them with a couple of the plays he made last night. The place just exploded.
Mm-hmm. I think people start and I think I la- not the last caller, but the caller before that said it right. If the Memphis Grizzlies go on a run, then everybody will start loving them. If they get to the Western Conference Finals, everybody starts loving them. They get to the NBA Finals, oh my goodness. You're not going to be able to talk enough about them.
You think that would be the case in this market?
I think it will be. I think because he will get a national stage where everybody is watching. Because you're only going to be able to watch two things, hockey and basketball. And for sports lovers, hey, I'm going to watch both of them. You know, I'm going to watch the Preds. I'm going to watch the Preds in the playoffs, and then I'm going to watch the Grizzlies.
Derek, I'll be very curious. Both of you know that I pay very close attention to the TV ratings in this market. Have for a very, very long time. And I'll be curious if their games show up in this market, you know? So that'll be something
they haven't before, right?
No.
That's why I'm just trying to call your attention to those that maybe haven't paid attention yet. This guy you cannot help but be gravitated towards what this guy's doing. It is interesting. I'm putting him on your radar if you're out there and you have not been paying attention.
More phone calls on the other side. Josh and Gene, you'll be first up. A ton of text messages to respond to. We're just asking the question, do you care about the Grizzlies' success? Do you care about Ja Morant? Do you watch him? Do people in this market give two craps? I'd love to know. And right now, so far, the reaction has been yes, but we'll continue the discussion on the other side here on the DDC, ESPN 102.5 The Game. Well, we know the answer for Stephen A. Smith. His answer would be, of course. Absolutely, he's paying attention. But do you care? Because quite honestly, if you don't care, we're not going to waste your time. We're not going to waste our time. These airwaves on something you don't care about that's not here locally. That's what we're asking you. Have you been following the Grizzlies? Are you going to be following the Grizzlies? Are you watching Ja Morant? Will you be watching Ja Morant? Guy's a superstar in the league, and he's in our state. And I don't know how many people in this market care. That's what we're trying to ask. 615-737-1025. That's our phone line and our text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. We're getting lots of reaction, phone calls, and texts. Let's go to Josh. You're up next. What do you think?
A huge yes. What Ja's done, I'm from Jackson, Tennessee, about an hour outside of Memphis. And let me tell you, when you go to a Walmart, Kroger, or Target, you see Ja Morant's jersey. There ain't a time you walk in now and you don't see a Memphis Grizzlies Ja Morant jersey. I just think, man, what he's
brought. that's in Jackson. Like, we get it. We know in the west part of the state, like, we get it. But we're talking about now, here.
Right. Well, I'm talking about it's a build-up. You haven't always seen it in the past 2 or 3 years. You haven't always seen it. I mean, I'm talking about 8, 9 months. You've seen it get larger. You're seeing more Grizzly stuff even here because even in Jackson, I mean, I wouldn't say that they're the biggest thing here because other people have fans. They're fans of other teams.
Yeah.
But, I mean, just the build-up. And you've seen it. You can see more and more people have jerseys on, and you're like, man, this kid's changing everything. I've been to a couple of games going this Saturday against Orlando, and, man, let me tell you, the atmosphere is electric there, and I think it's all because of him.
I don't think there's any doubt in that. All right, yeah. Thank you for the phone call.
Well, I mean, the caller's right. It's not something that's going to happen overnight. And I know some people are probably listening and say, well, the Grizzlies have been there forever. Well, no, yes, you're right, but Ja Morant hasn't been there forever. And now you're bringing a legitimate, and I mean legitimate, superstar to a city, and he has the potential to not just win over Memphis, but win over the state of Tennessee, period, because of the way he's playing and how he's elevating their team. And, you know, it goes back to what two or three callers said ago. Listen, if they go on that run, you're going to see more and more people mentioning the Grizzlies, or you're going to see more and more jerseys, or depending on who they play in the playoffs, if they make it to the Western Conference Final, it depends on who they play. If they play one of these marquee teams in the West, the Golden State Warriors, oh, yeah, the ratings are going to be up. I tell you that right now.
Well, I will say that Memphis has had success before. They've made runs before.
They haven't had a player like John
Zach
Morant.
Zach Randolph was very, very popular.
He won John Morant.
That's where I'm going.
John Morant.
If you guys would let me – I'm going to use your line, Willie. If you'd let me finish – there's a Willie line. If you'd let me finish, that's where I'm going with this. Zach Randolph, you know, Gasol, they had – really good players and very popular players. Mike Conley, but they weren't John Morant. Like, John Morant's different level. He's next step up. Like I said, he's a superstar. He's an elite player. Those players were great. They weren't elite. They weren't elite superstars in the league. And you guys said, we talked about this earlier. I mean, if he was in another market, I mean, John Morant would be everywhere, which is one of the reasons that I don't. It's one of the things I don't appreciate about the NBA. I wish they would, you know, it's too much always about the haves. Mm-hmm. And whenever you have this special player on a smaller market, I think they tend to get pushed down, and they don't get the proper, I guess, airtime. But, you know, the national stage is asking the same thing we're asking. Do you care enough? Do the masses care enough? If it was L.A. or New York or one of those teams, Boston, we know you would. If John Morant played for them, but they're asking the same questions on a national level. Well, it's Memphis. How many people, you know, do the masses care? We know people in Memphis care, but does the rest of the country care? They ask those same things. So it's been pretty neat to get the reaction so far. A lot of yeses. Now there are some texts in there that we'll get to in a bit that are saying the other. Gene, what's your reaction to this?
Hey, Darren and guys, how you doing?
Doing well.
Hey, good. Hey, I grew up high school basketball. I picked up basketball. I loved sport. I grew up a Knicks fan and a Lakers fan, but I have no use for the NBA. I stopped watching the NBA several years back. I just, for reasons that, they hardly ever play defense. You watch a game from the 80s and 90s and watch it now, and see what era they play defense. That's why, Steph Curry, don't get me wrong, he's a great player, but you watch him, that's why if somebody says, hey, Steph Curry had 16 threes tonight, I kind of shake my head. I was like, well, you know, 10 of them probably were uncontested. Yeah, guys run at him, but they're not in his face. And they don't call traveling anymore. I mean, you can take five steps and they don't call it. And I got really turned off that when guys making $10 to $35 million a few years back started complaining that the owners were using them, and off goes the TV on the NBA. So that's my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, thank you for the phone call. So there's a no. Mm-hmm. Ryan and Hermitage text in on our text line driven by WilsonCountyHunter.com. Mild interest in the Grizzlies. Have watched a couple of games on television. I also like the Warriors and the Celtics. See, there you go. There's a prime. Mm-hmm. Golden State, L.A., New York, Boston. People tend to pay more. I wish the NBA was a little bit better with building up the smaller markets, you know? Do you guys agree with that or disagree?
No, I agree from the standpoint of if the NBA and – you know, you try to figure out, well, how do you do that? Because every NBA team doesn't have a superstar guy. And especially the way guys are teaming up to make super teams, you know, the have and the have nots are, they are further apart than they've ever been. So when you get someone like Ja Morant on a really good Grizzlies team, a young team, they're really good and they're young. I think their average age is like 23, 24. This team, yes, they stay together. They're gonna win a bunch of games, and I would. They're not a flash in the pan. Yeah, they're going to win a championship if Ja stays there and they continue to build around him.
I want you to weigh in on this text. I think this is an interesting. It's a different angle, and I want you guys to respond to this. This is from Chris in Nashville. It's out of sight, out of mind for me. Tennesseans and even those that are transplants have great pride in the state. If the Grizzlies even did a bit of marketing like billboards and TV commercials, there might be more interest, spark more interest in merch sales and TV ratings in this market. What do you think about that?
That's a good question.
It is. Yeah. It really is.
It's like anything. If you open up a new business, you want to market to as many people as you possibly can. And if you don't market, you can't complain why your business isn't doing well. You got to do some type of marketing across whatever, state or city that you're in. Memphis hasn't it. The marketing here for Memphis, I may have seen one billboard, for Memphis season tickets, one. And I'm talking about in the last 2 or 3 years. There's maybe more, but I've only seen one.
Yeah,
I don't think I've seen any.
A couple years ago, pre-pandemic, we were doing a pretty good cross-promotion between the Predators and the Grizzlies on the Bally side of things. And I think post-pandemic, we haven't really picked back up on that. I'd like to see that continue a little bit more. But I think really the best thing they have going marketing-wise is Ja Morant. I think like the caller, a couple callers said ago, it's building. Like Giannis, who played in a small market with Milwaukee, he started scratching the surface. People were in Milwaukee were like, man, this guy's unbelievable. But most people didn't know about him. And now here he is, an NBA champion, and he is a legit superstar. So I think the next thing for Ja Morant and the Grizzlies is like Derek has been saying, make that run. And then I think it'll really jump up his image as a star, and I think the profile of the team.
It's a really good text because, Willie, they have tried in the past, and we've had Grizzlies players on. There have been stuff over the years, but you're right. It's been pretty quiet for some time.
It's sort of inconsistent, hit or miss.
Yeah, but now that they've got a superstar, they probably should really think about that because you're right. It's been pretty quiet for several years, and you have something as dynamic as Ja Morant and a really good team. I can't imagine that moving forward, they're still going to keep ignoring a market like Nashville. Ken, David, we'll get your calls on the other side. Still a ton of text to read as well. We'll do that to wrap up Tuesday's edition of the DDC next. Well, if you're going to play that promo, Elijah, we're trying to find out if you give two poops about the Grizzlies and Ja Morant. C from Franklin. Says, I've lived in Franklin for 25 years, Titans, Preds fan since day one. I'm far from being an NBA fan, but I agree with the first caller 100%. We've got to support Ja and hope he brings things, or he brings big things to Memphis. So there you go. So maybe that is a conversion, right? Okay, they get on that run that you're talking about. It sounds to me like C from Franklin, Derek would be all in, be all for that run.
Yeah, they have to get on that run first.
Yep.
I mean, they went on that run maybe 10 years ago. Was it about 10 years ago?
Has it been that long?
Close to it, yeah.
It's about 10 or 11.
Yeah.
What year was that?
They got to the Western Conference Finals.
Got beat by Oklahoma City.
Yeah.
Who then went on to get beat in 5 games.
Mm-hmm. So, but again, like you said, Darren, they had some really good players. Zach Randolph, Michigan State guy, Gasol, and some other guys. But they didn't have that marquee player. They didn't have that superstar player that they have now.
Yep. Let's go to Ken You're up next. Welcome in. What do you think?
Well, I would say it's probably more Jaw than it is Memphis Grizzlies, but when you can put them both together, it's pretty good. Also, you know, he's got such a compelling story from his childhood and getting into the college and then the pros. But also, don't you see a big difference? Zach Randolph, Pau Gasol, or even a longtime guy that's a great guy like Tim Duncan. Tim Duncan that played was a superstar, but yet Ja has that extraordinary, he can jump, he can shoot, he can fly. You know, he makes the spectacular so people can easily cheer for him. And so I think that even in the Nashville market, people are ready for that, and especially when he's putting up numbers like he is this year for sure. If I might throw in one more thing, you know, with him up at Murray State, you know, there's got to be quite a few people around Nashville that went to Murray State and everything. And I remember seeing him against Belmont and so forth. And I don't know what you guys think, but I believe that Jaw's probably a big reason that Dylan Windler got into the pros at the level he did, because of all these scouts that were coming to the Murray State, you know, Belmont games. And they got to see Windler as well. So that's just another side thought on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how it works sometimes. Yeah. Good point. Thanks for the call.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he brought up Murray. And that's not far. But Amy is listening from Arkansas, and she weighed in on our text line. She said, having Jaw has changed the Little Rock interest in the Grizzlies. Mm-hmm. Our city was an all Dallas Mavericks market. Ja Morant jerseys are everywhere here, and they're 2.5-3 hours away. So that's pretty interesting.
Yeah, it's interesting because the way it sounds from her is that if you listen to her and then you listen to, like, Nashville, you would think they were bigger in Arkansas than they are in Nashville or in Tennessee, period.
I mean, they're actually if you're being technical, they're closer.
Yeah, closer.
They're closer to Memphis than us.
Yeah. No, you're right.
We're not getting to – well, you can get to Memphis in 2.5-3 hours. But most
cannot. It took us three the other day. We went to ECS the other day, and it was a full three. And, of course, there was a bad weather that day too. But
it takes every bit of three to get there, right?
Yeah, Derek could probably shave off a few minutes.
Derek's probably about 217 would be my guess.
Got to watch out. Going through Jackson right now, they're doing some serious construction. That'll slow you down a little bit. A lot of potholes and barriers up there. Lanes closed.
Hey, I abide by the rules, man. I abide by the speed limit, okay? Yeah,
that's BS.
That's me. That's me. I don't know what y'all are talking about.
I've peed down my leg. I've got proof. Let's go to David. You're up next on our phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHoney.com. What's up?
Hey, gentlemen. Not sure where to start. Conversation about baseball. The sport itself is broken without a salary cap. You've got teams like Pittsburgh, where I'm from. Grew up in the 70s in Pittsburgh. Willie Stargell era, Dave Parker, great baseball. We're never going to have $250 million bullpen like the Yankees, and you just can't compete at that level. I believe you gentlemen would agree that even playing field is part of the sport, any sport. It's just there's no balance. There's no way in the world you could pay a first baseman more than an entire starting infield for the Pirates, which happened years ago. I can't remember the baseball player's name.
Yeah,
had been
Kevin Elster.
For Detroit. Huh?
I think Kevin Elster was like the highest paid player on the Pirates one year, and the rest of the payroll didn't even – and he wasn't even that great, but they had such a low payroll.
I think it was a Cecil Fielder, possibly first baseman for Detroit. He made more than the entire starting nine players for the Pirates back then. I mean, we loved baseball growing up in the 70s, brother, but we can't compete. I mean, I took my nephews to
it's
ball.
It's better. It's better now, but it's still not good.
Well, then you guys are going after small market teams. That's just not – you're not going to be able to fix baseball unless you have a salary cap. That's the only point I wanted to make. And
that's where every league has tried to come to grips with that. Like, hockey has the hard – salary cap. And honestly, we should be very thankful for that in Nashville, because that saved the franchise. Mm-hmm. The first few years of the Predators, there was no salary cap. And the Predators just could not compete. It was going to be scrappy underdogs for a long time. The salary cap gave them a chance to be what they are today. The NBA has a salary cap, but there's a little softer, right? You can go over it. There's ways, there's luxury taxes, kind of like baseball. It's better than it used to be, but there's still a disadvantage for a small market team. And then football, we know, and we got the right teams, the right sports here, because it's a pretty hard salary cap. Everybody's got the same chance to win if you're smart. Mm-hmm.
Kenneth on our text line, don't watch the NBA. In doubt, I will watch Memphis play. NBA is run down. Shoot a three, turn around, and do it again. No D anymore. So I mean, they're worse.
I disagree.
They're playing defense.
They're playing D.
They're not mugging anybody or beating anybody
yeah,
down.
The rules are different.
Exactly.
The rules are different.
They are playing defense. That is just
– it's amazing the misconception people make with defense and assault and battery.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And also, guys who are 6'10", who can shoot – from 30 feet out, it's hard to guard that guy. I promise you. You didn't have to guard centers 25 feet from the rim. Now you do. It's a little tougher to play defense when that's the case.
Thanks for all the feedback. Wow, there was a ton. We unfortunately could not get to everybody. But thanks for weighing in on this topic. Have a great rest of your day. D-Mace will be back in the saddle with us tomorrow because the suit is in the Big Apple. Have a great day. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock.